through the progression, I guess.
He's getting closer back on the ice, and he's able to handle pucks now. So we were hopeful on the early onset of the injury that, you know, around the All-Star break, he might be a player. I think we're probably still at that. I'm not sure that it's before, but it probably won't be too soon after.
He hasn't been cleared for contact, though.
No, it's a different kind of injury, so it's not he's wearing a normal sweater out there, but we also know that we're in morning skate, so there's not going to be too much banging out there. No, he's not far off. It's not at conditioning. It's more time of healing.
Kane, just maintenance?
Both those guys will be in tonight, no problems. You know, I'm not a big fan of, we don't have optional skates here. At the same time, with the amount of hockey that we're playing, they don't need to put the equipment on if they don't, if it's not going to make them better.
And just back to Jacob for a second. It's a morning skate today.
Yep.
Would he skate in a regular jersey at your next practice?
That'll be determined by the trainer, so that question still hasn't got asked. We didn't throw him out there in one today because we knew that there wasn't going to be any contact.
So he could be in a powder blue jersey out of practice.
Correct.
What made this a good start for Andre Pavlik here tonight?
7-11. He played really well in Anaheim, you know, and he feels good about his game. I think the rotation sets up right for him.
Did you want Michael in against Chicago because of the success there?
Well, that's part of it, but I've never really liked picking those games like that. I mean, I've always been more aware if a guy didn't have a great record against a certain team, but that even then, if he had two good weeks going up to it, that might be the game that put him over the top. So, first game of the year, Hutch goes in against LA. He was probably better than I gave it credit for when I pulled him, and then he was pretty darn good. So I don't put too much stock into that, but it was kind of how the rotation fell. We wanted Mike to come back in against Florida on that trip home, and it just fell this way.
Lenny Ruff is on the other side, and we have 500 wins now, so you're officially an old guy too. Do you get jacked up to go against a guy like Lenny, who you know is very experienced and a real good guy on a bench?
I don't know that it's that emotion, but you have a better understanding of how a guy that you've coached a number of games since runs his bench and what's going to happen on the flow of changes, coming off timeouts, coming off your team scoring, their team scoring, where they go with it. You have a better idea what's coming next. But I wouldn't say that there's probably always one or two guys. Lindy wouldn't be in that category that you've either had a run-in with before or you don't care for, or something's happened over the last 15 years that you didn't like, so you just like to beat those guys maybe a little more.
You coached against Blake for a long time. Now you've had him for over a year.
Yeah.
How would you describe the growth in his game?
So I don't know beforehand. All I know is that from the time I got here, he's had a work ethic, and it was in here last year. Where we were chasing the game, it was 2-1, and he got hit hard and hurt his back. The opening door in front of the bench, and he went off. And I first thought he's done for the season. And then the trainer came down and said he's not. That was pretty good. I don't think he's coming back. And then 2 minutes later, he was back, and he was hurt. And that, to me, is kind of what I've seen from the guy. His work ethic. I put him in that Mark Stewart group of really competitive every day. Like, he drives every day, and I didn't know that about him. Not saying that he wasn't before, I just didn't know that was part of his game. And he has been, I would think, our most consistent driver up front. There just haven't been any games. And there'll be games maybe where plays didn't get, or the puck didn't go his way, is a better. But there haven't been any games where I didn't think he just gave everything he had.
Are you, obviously you're aware, but they're five back yet coming in, or seven back yet coming in tonight. They have a couple in hand. This is a chance for them to either climb back or for you really to kind of push them back down. Do you look at that at all? And the players were saying that they don't. They have to prepare as a regular game.
Yeah, I don't look at it as a standing issue, but I look at it as trying to gauge how they're coming out, and you know you're getting their best today because it is on their calendar. And I think we saw it even with a team that was further out. You saw with Arizona going in there. They came out and played a real hard game. It's kind of that last push. Now, Arizona's in a different situation than Dallas is. But there's an expectation of how they're going to play based on the desperation they're feeling.
So is that part of your development and the next step in maturity, how your group, because you're going to have a lot of games like that.
You're right.
A lot of teams are going to be going after you now.
It's pretty much the conversation that we've had from the start of the year. Where are our challenges? Where are they coming from? What's the adversity in the game? The bigger one for me right now is our schedule more than how they're coming. Getting the right cadence off the bench, getting the right shift length. That's our big challenge coming in here, and we also have to deal with the mentality of having an 8-2 game. It's not even the 8-2, it wasn't an overly physical game, and this one will be. So we were really well prepared for Florida because Arizona was a grinding game, gritty, and then we go into LA and it's a very physical game. Same concept in Anaheim with speed, so we were primed for that game, and that was our advantage. It wasn't a physical game, Florida and Edmonton. So Florida comes in, then that's the disadvantage that we have here. We've come off a no-hitter in some ways, and it's not going to be like that at all here tonight.